There are four places I personally avoid eating out at now after my cancer diagnosis. And honestly, once I learned what was actually in the food at these places, I couldn't look at them the same way again. Hi, my name is Michelle Patidar, and I'm a certified integrative nutrition health coach who specializes in cancer prevention and recovery, and I'm a 9-year cancer survivor. Okay, before we get started, I really want to say that this is not about perfection. One meal isn't going to cause cancer, but what we eat consistently absolutely impacts inflammation, blood sugar, detoxification, gut health, and the overall environment inside the body. So let's jump right in and start with number one, fast food restaurants. Shocker, I know, but fast food was one of the first things that I completely changed after cancer. And this goes way beyond calories. Most fast food today is built around convenience, shelf life, and profit, not nourishment. Organizations like Moms Across America have independently tested certain fast food and found concerning levels of glyphosate and heavy metals in some products. And when you really break down what's in a typical fast food meal, it's usually highly refined carbohydrates, industrial seed oils, preservatives, artificial flavorings, low-quality meat, pesticide-heavy ingredients, and very little actual nutrition. One of the biggest issues for me personally is the oils. Most fast food restaurants cook with highly processed seed oils like soybean, corn, canola, and vegetable oil. These oils are heavily refined and repeatedly heated to extremely high temperatures, which can create oxidized compounds that contribute to stress and inflammation in the body. Now pair that with blood sugar spikes, low fiber, processed meats, sugary drinks, and constant exposure over time, and it creates a pattern that can absolutely impact long-term health. There was even a large study published in the BMJ showing that higher intake of ultra-processed foods was associated with increased cancer risk, particularly breast cancer. And honestly, most fast food today barely resembles real food anymore. If I had a rank it from bad to worst, the worst offenders are usually deep fried foods, combo meals with fries and soda, heavily breaded chicken products, processed meat heavy meals, and desserts, shakes, and artificial drinks. It's basically an inflammatory overload. Now, if I'm ever in a situation where fast food is the only option, I look for the simplest food options possible: grilled protein, fruit, plain potatoes, and water instead of soda. But overall, fast food is one of the biggest never again categories for me after cancer. Number two is delis. This one surprises people because deli meat feels so normal. Turkey sandwiches, ham sandwiches, pepperoni, salami. But processed meats are actually classified as a group 1 carcinogen by the World Health Organization. And that sounds kind of terrifying, so let me explain what that actually means. A group 1 carcinogen means there's a strong evidence linking something to cancer in humans, especially colorectal cancer in the case of processed meats. This category includes things like bacon, sausage, hot dogs, deli meat, pepperoni. A lot of these products contain nitrates, preservatives, smoke flavorings, and chemical additives. And when nitrates and nitrites are exposed to heat or stomach acid, they can form compounds that are linked to cancer development. Now again, this doesn't mean eating one turkey sandwich is dangerous, but regular exposure over time matters, especially when processed meats become part of someone's daily routine. So instead, I focus more on grilled chicken, organic turkey cooked at home, grass-fed meats, wild-caught seafood like tuna or salmon, eggs, and anything left over, whole food proteins. Simple swaps can make a really huge difference over time. And number three is gas stations. This one sounds obvious, but honestly, gas stations are like a concentrated hub of ultra-processed food. I stopped in one recently looking for something very simple, even just a plain bag of nuts, and almost everything contained seed oils, artificial flavorings, preservatives, gums, and a lot of processed sugars. Even the healthy snacks usually aren't that healthy. Most of the food is designed to last forever on shelves, taste really hyper palatable, and keep you reaching for more and more. And the problem is, these foods become people's daily habits: quick breakfast, road trip snacks, energy drinks, protein bars full of fillers. Over time, all of these exposures add up. Now I plan ahead. I bring a cleaner protein bar with me. Fruit, nuts without inflammatory oils, easy made breakfasts or protein options, and electrolytes. Because convenience should not cost us our health. Okay, and number four, this one is shocking. Airplanes and airport foods. This is probably the one people are most surprised by. I almost always skip airplane food. And honestly, most airport food too. Travel already puts stress on the body. Dehydration happens, poor sleep, disrupted circadian rhythm, inflammation, stress hormones. And airplane food is usually pretty heavily processed. It has high sodium, cooked in inflammatory oils, lower in nutrients, and designed for shelf stability and mass production, not nourishment. Most of the time, I bring my own food. Protein, fruit, electrolytes is always a must. And simple snacks, homemade meals I make ahead of time. And sometimes, depending on the travel day, I'll even fast. Not as a punishment, but because digestion takes a lot of energy and I personally feel better giving my body a break while traveling. So again, this episode is not about fear or perfection. It's about awareness because what we eat repeatedly every single day really does shape our inflammation, our gut health, our blood sugar, our hormones, and our long-term disease risk. You don't need to change everything overnight. Don't get overwhelmed. But once you learn what's actually in so much of our food supply, you naturally start to make different decisions, not from restriction, but from empowerment.